A lot of things. We're going to have to do a good job on the receivers. I think it starts there. And then, but if you go back to it, whatever, it always starts with the run game. You know, I mean, you have to force as much as, you know, he's very capable. There's games where you want the quarterback to beat you. I mean, this isn't a game you want the quarterback to necessarily beat you. But we do have to force them to be one-dimensional. We can't allow them to be in third and short. We got to be able to force him into longer down and distances to where he has to throw the ball downfield, where they have to spread out. And then we got to do a good job of getting him off his spot, forcing him to run where we want to run. And, times when we've had success on that, that's what we do. Obviously, you got to play complementary football when you play a team like them. You got to, when we get off the field, offense needs to score. Special teams are going to be a huge role. You know, we got to keep him backed up. We can't give them, you know, opportunities with short fields because they'll take advantage of it. And then you just got to, know Aaron. You got to study him, and you got to know what he likes to do. And he will give you shots to get to him. And because he's going to take, he has the ability to go down the field at any given time, and he'll take those shots on you. So you got to keep rushing. You can't get tired of, you know, three-step, ball out, and then all of a sudden you sit back there for, you know, 5 seconds and pass the ball and really tortures you. So it's just a game you got to play of just, you know, really continually trying to beat that guy in front of you, whether it's flashing in front of Aaron or just disrupting him. If you let him sit back there, pat the ball, and get it out, it'll be a long day. It's huge. I mean, goodness. I mean, he's one of the best. I mean, I bet when his career is over, he'll be up there with the all-time greats. It's one of those things where, I mean, I've never played him in the past where you think you got him, and all of a sudden you see something click, or, you know, I've been in games where you're just like, dude, this dude is. So it's one of those things when he gets into that rhythm, it's a scary thing to be on the other side of the ball. But, you got to continue to go, whether it's bat balls down, whether it's whatever it is, you got to find ways to create negative yardage plays to force them to have to go a greater distance. Yeah, I mean, as much as mine's probably changed, I mean, his has probably changed. We faced each other a lot. I think this is like the 15th or 16th time I've played, you know, the Packers. And I think all but one of those, he's been the quarterback. I guess he was hurt a couple times last year. You kind of get familiar with, you try to play, you know, obviously try to force him to his weaknesses, which aren't much. You understand him. I understand what he's doing, but he understands what we're going to do. I mean, he's a smart quarterback. So it's one of those things where, you know, I really try to just focus on beating the guy in front of me, and then, hope our coverage in the back end has made him to force to pump the ball and then get him on the ground. It's one of those things where, you know, you try to take knowledge and notes of what you've played against him. Obviously, you know, over the years, he has a vicious hard count. The ball's out quick, so you got to get that feel for when he's gonna get rid of the ball and try to get your hands up. And it's always a fun game. I always enjoy playing against him. I think it's that continual, you know, just grind. You have to grind, and eventually, when he holds the ball, you can't, you know, I try to tell the guys, you know, you can't get into a habit of, oh, this is going to be another quick ball, it's going to be another quick ball. Because, like I said, he'll give you those chances to get there, but you have to be continuing to pass rush. You have to continue to first, continue to move on second move. You can't get discouraged that, you know, it might be the second quarter, third quarter. And then when you do get an opportunity, you got to capitalize, like I said, on negative plays. You know, you have to be stout in the run game and force them into second and 12 or third and 8 plus, and then now he's going to go down the field with the ball, and now you know you're going to have a second chance. You're going to have some one-on-ones up front, and you got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. And that's just been a, you know, thank God I've been able to do that more times than not.